you all same.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Good morning. Thank you for being here so early on a Sunday. Yesterday, maybe it was hard for you. It was not that hard for me, but just a bit. We're here to talk about OpenTelemetry instrumentation. I was supposed to be giving this talk with my friend Israel, but he cannot come today. Maybe it's because he went viral a couple of days ago when he got a job offer or from a recruiter asking him for 3 years of experience in DeepSeek, which is pretty weird. So now he's famous and he cannot come. You are stuck with me. And I'm Jose. I work now as product lead at Victoria Metrics. In case you didn't know, there is a cloud product. I also work at the university teaching physics to some vet students in Madrid, in Spain. I have a past like everybody does. And I also love playing heavy metal and sim racing. So if you do these things and you want to talk about them later, that would be super cool as well. So we are here to talk about instrumentation and open telemetry. So you will be hearing this a lot, so I will try to make it super quick. OpenTelemetry is this project is super huge and gives you APIs, SDKs, and tools to understand or to create observability, and this means metrics, logs, and traces. So things start to get a bit complicated and overwhelming because this means that these APIs, SDKs, and tools need to produce or ingest and show metrics, logs, and traces. And if you think about it, then you need to implement this in a lot of languages. So it's like, okay, now it's like, this is super overwhelming. The good part is that OpenTelemetry said, hey, or this super clever guy said, okay, let's establish a protocol so we don't care about what happens in these tools and we have interoperability. So the protocol helps to abstract that. And okay, I don't care which language you are programming your tool or mine, they just talk each other. And also, it unifies in the protocol metrics, logs, and traces, so you don't need a separate protocol for each of them, which is pretty convenient. And it also provides instrumentation libraries and auto-instrumentation for the code, so you don't need to think about it or put a lot of different libraries when you go to the code. So what is this thing about instrumentation? Let's start with zero code because it's fancy. So it's something that tells you effortless, helps you to create metrics, logs, and traces in your code, which looks super cool, and it's great for your managers, and because then you don't need to spend money doing this, but it has some inconveniences as well, as we will see. It's agent-driven. This means that, just imagine you are in Kubernetes, you will have an operator that will inject or activate some observability signals and in your code. And how is it done? It's done in three different mechanisms mostly, which is monkey patching or bytecode manipulations, if we are talking about Java, or eBPF, right? Like calling the kernel, there is an event in the kernel, and then I say, you want to send a message, then I produce this metric or this span. But there are two super interesting calls later, later today about these topics, so I will let them talk more about that. I will be focused more on manual instrumentation. If you are curious about how this monkey patching works, for example, you can look at Wikipedia, super simple. Just imagine you are using this, this is an example before AI. Just imagine you are using a Python library and you want to say, hey, what's the number pi, right? Like 3.14. But then what you can do is, at runtime, I change the behavior of this library. So at runtime, I change the value, and now it's like 3.2. The same as it happens with ChatGPT, by the way. But then it doesn't change the library itself. So OpenTelemetry, or these mechanisms, help you to, you have your library that is behaving in one way, but also you can, at runtime, change the behavior so it starts sending metrics, logs, and traces. So that's the principle. And You do it by configuring libraries and exporters. For example, I want to generate metrics and send them to this endpoint. I want to generate. So this is what you will be doing when you do zero code instrumentation. So there's nothing super fancy for the user. So it's pretty convenient. And it's great for edges and libraries. What I mean by this is you have your code. You would be, for example, calling your database. And you want to understand what's going on there. So the guys, super clever, of that database, they created some instrumentation for you so you can activate or deactivate so you can understand if you have issues in your code or in the database communication itself. So this is super good, but at the end of the day, not every language supports that. I come from the C++ world, and this doesn't work there. And it's also really hard to control the data, because you can be generating a lot of signaling, and if you don't treat it properly, then you can have a lot of increasing costs. And at the end of the day, we want to understand what's going on in our code. We want to understand if it's failing because of us, and you need to do something. So let's talk about manual instrumentation. That's why we are here. So when you start to include your OpenTelemetry libraries inside your code base, it's kind of hard. So actually, there was this survey a couple of months ago, or a month ago, that people were asking the community, hey, we need more examples. We need the documentation to be more thorough. So actually, this is a bit why this talk is, because when I was using to instrument my code, I was using OpenTelemetry, I had some doubts. So the first thing you need to understand, so now this is what we are going to talk about, how is this structure, how you can do it. The cool thing, as every other library, it provides an API and an SDK. So the cool part is that it's decoupled, so you can abstract yourself from, hey, where I'm sending my data. I don't care in my code, right? When I am processing my request, I don't really care where I'm sending my metrics. Where I just want to don't pollute my code. So this is one of the principles. I have my API in which I say, hoi, this is my plus one to this metric, but I don't care about the rest. And then you have the SDK. So let's start discussing how you do this for metrics, and we will also do it for traces and logs. For metrics, as I was saying, you normally have your function in which you want to add an error. So at the end of the day, what you want to do is say, okay, I have one more error, and then I don't care, I just throw it, and someone else will pick it up. So you do this by calling your API, and when you start reading the documentation, it can be, as every documentation, it can be boring, and that's why I'm trying to put here some fancy pictures. Maybe it's more clear. So you have these concepts that are measurements, instruments, meter provider, and yeah, okay, but I would just want to do like plus my metric, right? My measurement. And then you also have the SDK, which provides you a reader and an exporter, and what is that? So this is what I'm trying to explain now. So they tell me, okay, we have a meter provider. When I want to create a measurement, I need to call a meter provider, and a meter provider is this thing that will give me a meter. And what is a meter? So it's my interface, the meter provider. The meter is something that tells me which resource is generating the metrics. So it's bound, for example, to a library, right? In this case, if I'm using a MongoDB library, it will be a meter with this name, right? And then I can ask for this meter for an instrument. And what is an instrument? In metrics, you can have different set of kinds of metrics or instruments, so a counter or a histogram, so that's a meter. So then I'm done, because now I have my counter, right, my instrument, and I can tell, okay, I have one more error, and I push it, right? So we are now done with our goal. We know how to say, okay, give me one more error, or I want to report that I had an error. Well, we just need one more thing, which is, if we go just to real code, what you will be having is you create, well, this is C++, of course, so lines can get long, but you create a set of labels, hopefully with no high cardinality, and you will say, okay, this ID or this response code, and then I add it to my labels, to my metric. And I also, the number, I just said, okay, I just have one more, but you can put 10, right? So this is it, right? So now these concepts coming again, I have a measurement, which is what I want to add, and I add it to an instrument, which is my counter. And then the other things are for the API. So that's cool, but what happens after that? Because I was wondering, like, okay, I just throw this metric and now what, right? Well, it gets stored, you know, into an aggregation store or into a local storage, and then the cool thing, and this is what I love about this project, is that it says, okay, now you define a reader and an exporter. So from this reader, you are able to say, okay, every second, every 5 seconds, every half a second, you say, now you get this data, you aggregate it, and you send it out. Where? In this case, okay, to an OpenTelemetry collector, but wait for it, because you can put another reader and say, you know what, leave these metrics here, because a Prometheus guy will come and take them. So now, I don't really care if I, in my code, if I decided that I will use a Prometheus, or if I will use OpenTelemetry forever or whatever, because now I'm done. And how you define this? You define this, for example, in a separate file or part in your code. You will be doing a singleton or whatever, and this is how you do it. So super quick, here I'm showing you how would you define a reader. You know, like this, every second you get the metrics and you take them out, you will have some, define some parameters that you can do via configuration files. For example, hey, I have my OpenTelemetry collector or my backend there, so you define the exporter. So this is like configuration file, and yeah, a lot of code, and you know, to make things work, so it's singletons and stuff. But that's it, right? So, and of course, I just, this one was an example for the OpenTelemetry exporter, but you will have the similar function for Prometheus if you want both, in my example. So this is it, right? I have a measurement, I will